white horse was standing there. Its rider was named Faithful and True, for he judges fairly and wages a righteous war. His eyes were like flames of fire, and on his head were many crowns. A name was written on him that no one understood except himself. He wore a robe dipped in blood, and his title was the Word of God. The armies of heaven, dressed in the finest of pure white linen, followed him on white horses. From his mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe at his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Good morning, Patriots. I hope you guys are having fun and ready for Fun with Melly. I'm Melissa Redpill the world. That's what we're going to do is we're redpilling the world, and we were right. I'm loving it. We've been counting the Omer, right? Let me grab our Omer. Happy Pentecost. This is the 50. And actually, if you remember, the day starts at the sundown, right? So the day actually started last night at 6 p.m. And guess what happened at 6 p.m.? President Trump called out the military. He called out the National Guard to go and quell the riots. We're going to talk about that because this is really big. It's not over. If you think it's over, it's not over. But that's when he did it. So I'm just going to say, we're right. How you like that? This is biblical. This is biblical. The Lord has put these things in the heavens for us and in his word for us so that we could figure this out. And we're watching. And sure as the world, he told us to count the Omer. And he says, you'll get a special blessing. Well, what are we waiting on? We know that we're waiting on these riots and for the military to come in, to step in. The military is the only way. We know that, all right? So anyway, I want you guys to enjoy the show and just know that Patriots are in control and President Trump is in control. So check this out. And then last night, I'm going to play this too because our wonderful president was at the UFC fight. And look at the people. They adore him. Check it out.
You thought it couldn't get any more festive inside Prudential Center. The President of the United States of America, Donald J. Trump, flanked by our UFC CEO, Dana White.
I love it. How you love that, you guys? I love it, love it, love it. And actually, the girl who won the fight, let me see if I can find that one. I don't have it. Let's see. Yeah, there she is. There she is. Kayla Harrison right there. She's with President Trump, and she gave President Trump her trophy. She gave it to him. I don't know if she gave it to keep, but either way, she said, you, President Trump, are the real champion of all time. Truly, that's the case. We know that. Everybody in the whole world knows that. He's the champion of tariffs. He's the champion of all this with Elon, whatever's going on with that. We're going to talk about that. He's the champion of ending the wars. He's the champion of finances. He's the champion of stopping. Before it's over, we're going to see he's going to stop the chemtrails and the jabs and all these things. He's the champion. So thankful. Who's thankful for President Trump? Yes, good morning and welcome. And I'm so thankful for Pentecost. Pentecost is the day. If you're not familiar with that, this is biblical, and this is a festival that we're supposed to keep since Easter. We've been counting every day, and so now we're at the day of Pentecost. Back in the day, the disciples received the blessing of the pouring out of God's Spirit on all flesh. And so here we see our issue is that we need to have the world filled with the the Spirit of the Lord to kick out evildoers. That's really the bottom line. We are at that point in all of history where we're going to remove the last vestiges of these demon worshipers so that we can have peace. Now, these people who are rioting, they're paid to riot, of course. Of course, we know that. And so the rest of us are just like, can y'all just go and we will be happy to let you guys leave and we'll have peace on earth. So that's where we're headed. If you're not familiar, this is the website, freedomforce.live, freedomforce.live. This is the website with tons of research over there for you about how this is biblical. But we have the study guide that we have just completed, the small group study on end times. You can check that out on the videos, as well as a lineage of President Trump, as well as biblical astronomy, so that we know from this heavenly clock in the heavens that tells this is clearly the day. This is all kinds of great health information that you can check out. It's wonderful because we're seeing people being healed right and left. I know they don't like that word healed, but anyway, here's the social media right here. Here are the audiobooks if you prefer to listen to them. And here are things that you can share on freedomforce.live/endtimes. It's the end times for them and 1,000 years of peace for us. Don't forget to hit the like button right now, you guys. Hit the like button for me. I'm so glad that you are here with me. I hope that we'll really just, this will really be a big encouragement to you about what in the world is going on. It's very, very exciting. So hit the like button. Make sure your bell is rung and that you are subscribed so that you get notified whenever we have videos. So every Sunday morning we have a video. So here is the beautiful bundle of grain. And I just love it. 50. We're at the 50. 50 is like a golden wedding anniversary. This is the golden age, the golden bundle of grain, the amber waves of grain. Our forefathers knew all about this. And if we've been, you know, this has been hidden from us. But yeah, technically it started on Saturday nights, the day we celebrate the release of the captives and the cancellation of the debts. And right on cue, President Trump took control of the National Guard, deploying thousands of troops. I think this is it. I do. I think this is it. I think this is a, you know, they're there. They're expecting more tonight. I think that it's, you know, because they're at this point where they know that they're going to be arrested. And so they're like, we've got to, this is the only way we can stop them, right? And you see that they, outrageous, how Mayor Bass and Gavin Newsom are horrible, and how they're really promoting these riots. And they said, oh, I'm going to show you how they said they were peaceful, and the whole business, CNN saying the same thing. It's so obvious. It's so obvious that, you know, that they are in on it. All right. So I have a feeling the storm is upon us. So don't be surprised if you just know that. Prepare yourself, and then also prepare your friends and family that if not necessarily now, because they might not really, unless they ask, of course, if they ask, but if something happens and we go under military law, martial law, then you can tell them, hey, this is what's going on. Don't worry. Patriots are in control. We've got to stop the bad guys who have let all these criminals into our country, and it's because they've done crimes that they're trying to protect themselves from prosecution. All right, so yeah, I love it. Love it, love it. All right, so yeah, President Trump, remember that where he's saying, go get your popcorn? We got our popcorn. Everybody here got popcorn? Hey, everybody got popcorn? I'm ready to just have a big, big bag of popcorn, like that big one, right? He's like, we need lots and lots of popcorn. So this is from Dan Scavino. He posted this yesterday. So if you got your popcorn, I'm going to put the link right here. Go to everybody to that link and hit the like button and put some popcorn in the comments. That really helps us to get this information out there. Make sure you're following me over on Melissa Red Pill over on X. We've been getting more traction over there. And so, you know, we're trying to get, like I said, I love our bubble. I love being over here on Telegram with you guys. I love being on Rumble. But we're trying to reach more people who maybe don't know the wonderful truth about end times and also the truth about what's going on. All right. So let's, you know, you've seen this. You've seen what's going on. You've seen, I mean, it's outrageous that, you know, this is peaceful. I don't know if that's peaceful. Can somebody tell me what a not peaceful protest would look like? And how they got all these rocks? I'm going to show you where they got the big roll off of rocks, It's like, how, you know, who brought all these rocks in? These were definitely planned. All right, so here is the post from November 1, 2017, post 34. We've read this before, and so I'm going to read, you know, maybe not all of it, but anyway, I guess I'll read a big chunk of it. My fellow Americans, over the course of the next several days, you will undoubtedly realize that we are taking back our great country, the land of the free, from the evil tyrants that wish to do us harm and destroy the last remaining refuge of shining light. On POTUS's order, we have initiated certain fail-safes that shall safeguard the public from the primary fallout, which is slated to occur 11.3 upon the arrest announcement of Mr. Podesta, actionable 11.4. In this case, Podesta is just don't think about this one individual, but the arrest of all these Podestas. All these molesters, right? Confirmation to the public of what is occurring will then be revealed and will not be openly accepted. So we've been told this since 2017 that people are, you know, they're brainwashed by the media, and a lot of people have checked out. They're just trying to live their lives, understandably. And so they won't want to believe that this is what's happening, that we're going under martial law, okay, to kick out criminals who have been running everything. I mean, that's huge. That's like, you know, it's like French Revolution time, you know, but it's in reverse. We're kicking out the government, and people, it's a hard pill to swallow, and people don't want to, you know, necessarily believe that. But I will tell you this, something really cool. On the 11th Wednesday, which is a full moon, by the way, is the first day of the play Les Miserables at the Kennedy Center. Of course, what is Les Miserables about? It's about the people, it's rising up in the French Revolution to be free. So, of course, we know that they weren't set free at that point. But at the end of the play, it sings a song about, you know, as if we've won. So that, and President Trump, if you remember, I showed this on the social media. He played that song when he had all the governors come and meet with him in the White House. All the beautiful singers when the military came over and sang that song from Les Miserables, which is all about being set free from tyrants. So I'm going to show you in the Law of War manual what actually happens here. Okay, anyway, so back to post 34. It will not be openly accepted, so we've already been told that, so don't be surprised that, you know, friends and family won't understand, won't believe it, they won't want to accept it. Public riots are being organized in serious numbers in an effort to prevent the arrest and capture of more senior public officials. I'm going to repeat that. Public riots are being organized in serious numbers in an effort to prevent the arrest and capture of more senior public officials. On POTUS's order, a state of temporary military control will be actioned and special ops carried out. False leaks have been made to retain several within the confines of the United States to prevent extradition and special operator necessity. In other words, people like Oprah, people like Clinton, that they can't get out, that they are not going to be able to leave, so that they're going to have to stay here so they can be arrested, so we don't have to extradite them from some other country. Rest assured, the safety and well-being of every man, woman, and child of this country is being exhausted in full. However, the atmosphere within the country will unfortunately be divided, as so many have fallen for the corrupt and evil narrative that has long been broadcast. How we know that? Because so many of our friends and neighbors and family members have fallen, you know, to the brainwashing. And they don't understand what's really going on, and they've been unwilling, or, you know, for whatever reason, they just don't have the eyes to see what's happening. We will be initiating the emergency broadcast system during this time in an effort to provide a direct message avoiding the fake news to all citizens. Organizations and or people that wish to do us harm during this time will be met with swift fury. Certain laws have been pre-lifted to provide our great military with the necessary authority to handle and conduct these operations at home and abroad. Okay, so that is post 34. We've been waiting and watching for that, but eventually this is going to happen. I can't imagine this being, you know, a year from now. We've got these riots going on now. He's called out the National Guard. I'm going to show you where Pete Hegseth has said, yes, these, you know, the Marines are at the ready if necessary. So I just feel like it's go time. And I'm just telling you now, buckle up, because it's probably going to be more before it's over. I find it so biblical that He called them out at the very beginning of the day of Pentecost, again, which starts on the 6 p.m. That's the beginning of the day. Okay. The other thing is, and I'm going to talk about Elon here in just a second, but you know, Elon is in control of a lot of media to get this truth out there. So I just find it almost impossible to believe that these two men who've been working together to save humanity, that they would have this, that this blow up is legit. I think it's acting. I really do. I just can't imagine, especially because he's in control of a lot of the AI, which is hugely important. President Trump would just not blow up. He's, first of all, not someone to blow off a friendship. Okay. But number two, he's not one to blow off someone who's got so much power over AI. Well, anyway, we'll get to that in just a second, but I want to make sure that you saw this. Yes. All right. All right. So now Pete Hegseth posted this. The violent mob assaults on ICE and federal law enforcement are designed to prevent the removal of criminal illegal aliens from our soil. That's what the mob is about. And it's our money that is being sent to the NGOs, like the Soros organizations, to pay for these things. It's our tax money that's going to pay for these things. I just was telling you guys yesterday, I think on a video or whatever, that 88% of the money that has gone through to USAID, it's all just gone to the NGOs. Only 12% ended up getting to the poor starving children. So that tells you they use all this against us, and that's what this, how this is being funded. A dangerous invasion facilitated by criminal cartels, aka the foreign terrorist organizations, and a huge national security risk. This is what these assaults on these ICE agents is about. They're designed to prevent the removal of these people. Under President Trump, violence and destruction against federal agents and federal facilities will not be tolerated. It's common sense. We cannot let our country just crumble to anarchy, clearly. The Department of Defense is mobilizing the National Guard immediately to support federal law enforcement in Los Angeles. And if violence continues, active duty Marines at Camp Pendleton will also be mobilized. They are on high alert. We've been told from the board that this would be necessary, potentially, to federalize the Marines to federalize the National Guard and to use the Marines to quell the violence so we could get these people arrested. And it wasn't, you know, the issue was not about all the illegal aliens. It was about, obviously, these criminals who've been running our country. And as much as I hate that we've had all these people come into our country, the one good thing is it has rounded them up. Have you thought about that? It's rounded up these criminals so that they are here right in America so that our military can scoop them up and toss them into the brig, into prison. So thank you for coming. Thank you for coming and playing, and so that we could find you wherever you were all over the world. That'll save us a lot of time and trouble. Have you thought about that? All right, so that's what these people are being paid. That's why they were brought into our country and paid to do. So here's the Posse Comitatus Act. I'm going to read it to you. It's code 18 U.S. Code Section 1385, an original intent of which was to end the use of federal troops to police the state elections in former Confederate states. That's what they used. Lincoln had to use this way back in the day. Proscribes the role of the Army and the Air Force in executing civil laws and states. Key exceptions to the Posse Comitatus Act. Pursuant to the presidential power to quell domestic violence, federal troops are expressly exempt from prohibitions of Posse Comitatus Act, and this exemption applies equally to active duty military and federalized National Guard troops. All right, so this is what we're witnessing right before our very eyes. These people who are in the National Guard and the active duty military will be federalized to be able to, you know, not just act on behalf of the state, but act on at the direction of President Trump to remove these criminals. What, and so we have all this setup, and all the restrictions removed so that this can happen. What is Adam Schiff trying to prevent? Of course, the arrests. Everything you are witnessing, past and present and future, centrally revolves around the presidential election of 2020 because they know, they stole it. And when by any means necessary, self-preservation. Okay, this was a post way back in the day that was it was given to us. Here's President Trump. Here he is deploying thousands of troops to the streets of Los Angeles. This was last night, right at the beginning of Pentecost. And you, I'm sure, have seen all of this mayhem that's been going on. So not to worry, everyone get excited and to enjoy the show and get your popcorn. All right, so then this morning, this is the kind of stuff that we have to share with people. Because look at this. Look at this. This is what they said. This is the Los Angeles Police Department. This is their news release this morning after they saw all the people, you know, throwing the rocks, throwing the, doing the, you know, all the things that they were doing, lighting everything, destroying vehicles, you know, putting everyone in at risk. Here is what it says. Today, demonstrations across the city of Los Angeles remain peaceful, and we commend all those who exercise their First Amendment rights responsibly. This is absolute lunacy, isn't it? The LA Police Department appreciates the cooperation of organizers, participants, and community partners who helped ensure public safety throughout the day. Thank you. Thank you for your kind cooperation in throwing the rocks and lighting stuff on fire and looting the stores. Thank you. I mean, it's the height of lunacy. It is 1984. You know, what's up is down. What's black is white. It's just, you know, it's opposite day. And then look at this. Now, I'm not going to zoom in on it, but when you look at this right here, tell me, doesn't that look like a skull to you? Why does their badge look like a skull? Right? It definitely looks just like a skull to me. I bet it does to you too. So, yeah, it's this is the Skull and Bones Society. These are the ones who have, and a secret society to take over our country and to... you know, to have everything for themselves and leave everybody else as basically the slaves, and that they could do anything in the world to us, especially with the police department. And not, first of all, not doing the things that they should do, which is protect the people, as in Newsome and Mayor Bass, are not protecting the people, whether it's from fires or looters. And then number two, actually prosecuting innocent people. We know that. All right. So I want you to see that now. You know, next Saturday, the 14th, President Trump's birthday and Flag Day, and actually Jesus' birthday. Very, very cool coincidences there. That's next Saturday. They're having this amazing parade in Washington, D.C., and they're bringing all of this equipment into D.C. Check this out. That right there, it's going to be one parade to remember. Look at this. It just goes and goes and goes and goes and goes and goes and goes. I'm just saying, let's just be honest. You just can't, you would not have a parade that would need, I mean, have you been to D.C.? D.C. is not big enough to have that many armored vehicles. There's not a place to put them. Let's just say if you did the parade from, and I've done this, I've walked from the Capitol to the White House. There's no way. It's not big enough. I mean, there's something else going on. There's some other need, some other reason to have this many armored vehicles being taken to Washington, D.C. There's just no way. There's just no way. The only reason that we're going to have this is to do a military occupation. You tell me. Oh, you think they would tear up the streets? Those armored vehicles would tear up the streets? I don't know. Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying. Very interesting. Very interesting. Huh. That's a good point. I don't know. If they will tear up the streets. Either way, look at this. There's just no way that you'd have a parade like that. That's just not a typical parade. When I think of a parade, I mean, this is a show of force. This is a show of overwhelming force. Okay, so that brings me to, I'm going to bring you to the calendar, and we're going to talk about the Law of War Manual. And I've had videos about this before. You probably have seen them. But here we are on Pentecost. Happy Pentecost. Did I tell you Happy Pentecost? Happy Pentecost again. Happy Day of Liberation. It's the day the captives are freed and the debts are canceled. That's what we celebrate on this day. All right, so here we are on the 8th, and so here we are on the 14th. That is the day of this military parade. And actually, we are going up to see Les Miserables. I asked my mom if she wanted to go, and so we're going. I'm taking her up there. So I'm going to be in the middle of it. So whatever's going on, I'll be able to tell you with, boots on the ground. Here I am. You know me, and I don't really travel that much. You guys know me. I stay right here at the Freedom Force Battalion headquarters, and I don't really travel to a lot of events. And here I am going up there in the middle of this mayhem. But I will say that President Trump has promoted the Les Miserables at the Kennedy Center and saying for everyone to come and see, and so not to worry. So, and I will say this also, that in the Law of War Manual, it is incumbent upon those who are taking back their country or having this military operation that it is according to the Law of War Manual that they must keep the groceries in the grocery stores, the police departments operating, the fire departments operating, everything going, and so people, the streets operational, people being able to go to work and everything running normally. Okay, so don't think of it as like, oh, you've got these tanks in every street. That's not what it's about. Okay, anyway, so I'm going to be going up there. Okay, so just so hang on. We're going to see how this is all going to go. All right, so here we're going to be flying out on the 19th, and we're going to be up there for the 20th. So stay tuned. All right, so but yeah, the full moon is right here on the 11th. It's on the 11th. And so again, that would be a very interesting day. We'll have to watch and see what happens on that day, and if something happens between now and then, and if this is a celebration on the 14th or more of showing that this is a military occupation. We'll just have to every day we'll watch and see what exactly happens. All right, so here is the Law of War Manual. Now going back, I pulled up 11.3. Now remember what I was showing before. Okay, this one right here. No, this one right here. It talks about this is slated to occur 11.3. And we've been thinking all this time, what is 11.3? Is it November 3rd? What is 11.3? What does that mean? And I believe from great patriots who found this out, and I'm going to make this a little bigger so you can see it. I believe it's talking about the end of occupation. Okay, so what is this talking about? There have been criminals who have been occupying our country. There are people who have taken over our country, and they did not announce it and say, oh, just so you know, we're taking over your country. They didn't do it that way. They did it by fraud and by stealth. Okay, and all this fraud, whether it's because they forced in a central bank, as we know, under Wilson in 1913, or and a thousand other ways that they have, changed the Constitution, and they've all the different things that they've done. It's all been by fraud. They weren't open and transparent about what they were doing. And so in 11.3, it talks about the end of occupation. Okay, so I'm going to read a little bit of this to you. It says, belligerent occupation ceases when the conditions for its application are no longer met. In particular, as discussed below, the status of belligerent occupation ceases when the invader no longer factually governs the occupied territory, or when a hostile relationship no longer exists between the state of the occupied territory and the occupying power. Okay, it's a lot of words. I'm going to try to make it simple. You got two options. Okay, the second option, I'll do the second option first. It says, or when the hostile relationship no longer exists. Okay, so we still have a hostile relationship with the New World Order. Clearly, right? So that's not the case. We're not going to stop. The occupation is not going to end for that reason, because we're saying, okay, you can go ahead and rule over us. We can go ahead and let the New World Order rule over us, and all these criminals run our everything, our government. So that's not the case. Okay, so that's not, that one's not going to happen. It says, or when this hostile relationship no longer exists between the state of the occupied territory and the occupying power. No, we're still, you know, we're still having a hostile relationship. We do not want you people running, ruling over us, right? Just like the people of Gaza do not want these criminals ruling over them in their occupied territory. Anyway, so the other option is, he says, when the invader no longer factually governs the occupied territory. And so you might think, okay, well, this would happen when President Trump took office. In one sense, yes. But we clearly see that they still are stopping him at every turn, whether it's the judges, whether it's whatever it is, they are preventing him from being able to get done what we have elected him to do. These people clearly think they run the government, right? And so they, you know, whose government is this anyway, right? It's this continual tug of war. It ceases when the invader, the New World Order, no longer factually governs the occupied territory, all right? And so we've been thinking, we've got to get rid of these judges, we've got to get rid of these congressmen, we've got to get rid of these people who are literally, fighting against our country. It's not just a difference of opinion. These people are working against the Constitution. But again, it's not the Constitution that you and I think of. It's the modified Constitution that they changed by fraud so that they could be, you know, that they basically are the rulers and we're the serfs. All right. So then the next part, it says, how do you show who is in control? Okay, sorry, my mouse is not, okay, there it is. All right, so that is why we need all this equipment. All this equipment shows by overwhelming force who is in control. Okay, y'all with me? Everybody with me? All right, so belligerent occupation ends when the occupying power no longer has effectively placed the occupied territory under its control. For example, an uprising by the local population may prevent the occupying power from actually enforcing its authority over occupied territory. Similarly, occupied power's expulsion or complete withdrawal would also suffice because the occupying power generally would not be able to control sufficiently the occupied territory. If they left, okay, they wouldn't be able to control it. Of course, they haven't done that yet. Okay. It may also end, I think this is there's a section where it talks about overwhelming. Okay, I'll read this one. Belligerent occupation, back to this one, occupation also may end when a hostile relationship no longer exists. Okay, that's the one we talked about before. Okay, but that's not the case for us. We have a hostile relationship. We do not want these people ruling over us. Okay, and it says there's a place in a, let's see where that one is. Okay. It says somewhere in here. I'm sorry. I should have had this one highlighted for us. United Citizens. Okay. Okay. That's about the proclamation. Okay. I want to tell you about that too. Basically, occupation occurs when the territory is actually placed under the authority of the hostile army, and we have been under this hostile group. Thus, the existence of an occupation presupposes a hostile relationship, right? We are under a hostile relationship. We didn't realize it until President Trump made it clear to us that people who are running the government are our enemies, and the fake news is their spokesmouth, right? The law of belligerent occupation would not apply to the use of military forces to control a state's own territory, such as in cases of domestic emergency, insurrection, or non-international armed conflict. Okay, so that it's not because you're having some kind of skirmish like what's going on in Florida and California. That's not what it's talking about here. Sometimes you have an issue, you need to go in and bring out the military and to quell that and to get it solved. Okay, what we're talking about here is where they've literally taken over the country. Okay, and that's what we know has happened. Anyway, but it said that you do not have to, I'm so sorry, I can't find this one thing that I wanted to read to you. But it's, you do not have to be in every location throughout the country. You only have to be in the seat of power. Okay? Let me scroll down a little bit more. I'm going to find this little portion for you because it's really important. Bear with me real quick. Maybe it's a little farther down here. That's about the limit. Okay. The right to govern by the occupying. Okay. The result from the necessary maintain. I'm so sorry. Okay. I will do this later on. I will make sure that I will share that over on the social media, the exact language that it says to read to you. But bottom line, it says they do not have to go. President Trump, to set our country free from these people, does not have to show overwhelming force throughout the entire country. It only has to be in the seat of power. Okay. So that's that. I want to make sure you understand that we don't have to have, we do not have to have them come to every little town to prove they have the authority. He can prove it at the seat of power, which is in Washington, D.C. All right. I want to read this to you also. The duty of occupying power to ensure public order and safety. The authority of the legitimate power, having in fact passed into the hands of the occupying power, the latter shall take all measures in its power to restore, ensure, and as far as possible, public order and safety, while respecting, unless absolutely prevented, the laws in force in the country. In other words, you've got to make sure you've got the electricity still going and the water still going and the food still going and the fire service, fire department and the police department, all these things. You have to have public order during this transition. All right. So I want you to see that. And the other thing is at the top, I want you to see one more thing. One more thing right here. It says, okay, one more thing. Okay, it's going at the back at the top. Okay, it says about the proclamation of the occupation. Due to the special relations established between the civilian population of the occupied territory and the occupying power, the fact of military occupation and the territory over which it extends should be made known to the citizens of the occupied territory and to the other states. In other words, when the New World Order took over, they should have said, we're changing your constitution. Number one, we're getting a central bank. We're running this cowtown now. They should have told us. But according to the Law of War Manual, it says, however, there is no specific legal requirement that the occupying power issue a proclamation of military occupation. They didn't have to do that. They didn't have to say and tell us. The problem is that once they have, then everything that they've done since then has been fraud. All right, but the main reason I brought you here to the Law of War Manual, and I'm going to put the link over in the chat, and Songbird, if you're here or whoever can, please put this. Yes, hey, Songbird, I see you. So if you can put that over into the comments, because it's again, 11.3, and that's why on that post I just read to you, post 34 from the board, it's pointing out 11.3 and 11.4. It's because I want you to see that when you have to kick these people out, 11.3, this is the end of occupation, the end of them ruling over us. All right, back up to this one. This was 11.3.1. Belligerent occupation ceases when the conditions for its application are no longer met. First of all, we have our president in place. Second of all, we're showing with overwhelming force that President Trump is in control. And that's the reason, in my humble opinion, for all that military equipment. Okay, I'm going to just do one quick search and just see if I can find overwhelming force in Law of War Manual. Maybe someone can find it for me, and if you can, while I'm continuing the show, that'd be great. Law of War Manual. I'm going to look super, super quick if I can find that one section. See if I can find it. Overwhelming force. Anyway, there is a phrase in there. If you search for overwhelming force, then you might be able to find exactly the section that I was trying to read to find for you. And I apologize that I did not do this ahead of time. I'm going to do one more try. Control F, maybe? Okay. Overwhelming force. Let's try this. We're doing this on the fly. It's still searching. Anyway, that may not be the exact word. Okay, here we go. Here's some overwhelming force. Okay. Okay, two. Moreover, the law of war may justify the use of overwhelming force. That's not the one. Okay. That's in five, section five. No, it's in section 11. Okay. I'm not seeing it. All right, so maybe it's still looking. Anyway, the point is you don't have to go to every hamlet, every little village and farm. You don't have to do that. You just have to show in the seat of power, which is in Washington, D.C. All right, so there you go. Next to the next thing I wanted to show you is that not only did Dan Scavino, our wonderful Dan Scavino, post about the popcorn, he also posted this target, and he posted it on 6/6. At 9:11 p.m., which I don't find a coincidence at all, and I posted this over on the social media, and some other patriots found something else really cool, and I want to share that with you. But first, I'll say that, of course, we know about 9/11. If you're not familiar with 9/11, of course you're familiar with 9/11. 9/11 is emergency, right? It's also, of course, the horrible day of when the Twin Towers were destroyed intentionally. And so we all know about that. But on 9/11 is actually the conception date of our Lord Jesus Christ. That was when he was conceived. And he was born June 14th. How cool is that? So that's why they call 9/11. You're like, why do you have 9/11? Why is that the number they use for emergency? I'll tell you why. It's because they're saying it's Jesus Christ has entered the world. Emergency, emergency. It's a big emergency when Christ took on human flesh and came to save his people. This is why 9/11, 9/11 is their emergency number. Did you guys, I think I've told you that before, but I want to say it again. So whenever you hear 9/11, think of this is his conception date. When he was conceived in the Virgin Mary. And the reason I know that is because of the signs in the heavens that show this. Anyway, so I've got videos on my freedomforce.live. If you want to go back over there and look at the biblical astronomy over on the videos, the playlist, look for biblical astronomy and you can look for the Bethlehem star and the 9/11. All right, so he's saying this, and he's also posting 6/6. Of course, D-Day is 6/6. And so they, in my opinion, that they did this on purpose. There was no reason for them to put all these men at such terrible risk to have them hit these beaches. They were so brave. They were so brave, and that so many lost their lives, way more lost their lives than needed to lose their lives. They did not need to have it done like that. There were other ways that they could have done it. So, in my opinion, it was a slaughter. It was an intentional slaughter, and it was done on 6/6. And we know that 6/6 is the number for humanity, and when they hate righteous humanity. They hate good people. They hate people who love God and love each other and fight for humanity. They hate us. They want everybody to be like them and hateful and evil and following Satan and doing evil things. And all that's why they love these rioters. They want more people rioting. They want more people doing the mayhem. They want the world to descend into absolute chaos and in like hell. And we are fighting so that we can have peace on earth. And we're going to win. The meek will inherit the earth. We're going to win. But here's a little meme that I shared, and you can take a screenshot of that if you want to. The numbers that represent the evildoers though, that follow Satan are the 33. The ones who follow the holy angels and follow the Lord are the 6/6. In Revelation 13:18, it says, let the one with understanding solve the meaning of the number of the beast. In other words, you're not going to get the solution to this riddle in Hollywood and in the mainstream church. But I'm telling you now what the truth is about this number of the beast. It says it's the number of the beast, it's the number of a man. So which is it? Okay, it's both. The number of the beast is the number that they use as the rallying cry, destroy the 666, because the 666 is righteous humanity. That is the riddle, to the answer to the riddle. If you're not familiar with this, I talk about all this in end times and 1,000 years of peace. Yeah, that's the very thing. I've decoded. I'm thankful to say that I've been able to decode the entire thing. If you're not familiar with that, you can go on Amazon and you can see the books, and you can also go to freedomforce.live and you can listen to me for for 24 hours. Each book I have an audiobook too, so you can listen to that. So I'm going to pop the links over onto the chat, and I know Songbird will take care of it and put it in the comments. Thank you, Songbird. We love Songbird. All right, so he talks about this. Okay, the other Patriot, I think it was, I found it out on Scotty Martin. I share their videos, Scotty Mar, the number 10. But they found something else, and they said, look at this. He posted this target twice. I didn't realize that. He posted it on 6-6 at 7:56 p.m. and on 6-6 at, well, in this case, it was 8:11, okay? But in my time, it was 9:11. Yeah, he posted this at 15 minutes later. Interesting that he would do the same post 15 minutes later. So they're saying he was directing us to this post right here. Let me see. Not that one. Okay, here, this one right here. This post right here. Hang on. Too much talking. Post 15. Now, this is a post I haven't looked at. Thank you, King Watts. I'm so glad you love my books. And I'm so thankful to be able to have written them. All right, so post 15 says there are more good people than bad. The wizards and warlocks, inside term, will not allow another satanic evil POS to control our country. That's why we don't believe that Biden had control. They'd never relinquish that control back to these evil people. Realize that Soros, Clintons, Obama, Putin, etc. are all controlled by three families. Very, very interesting. And it posted again about 11.3, Podesta indicted. So, again, if 11.3 is this military occupation where the military goes in and shows by overwhelming force that we are taking control of our country, that we actually control our country, President Trump is taking control of our country, we're taking our country back, then that's 11.3. That's when all these indictments will come down. I'm hoping that's what's going to happen. I'm ready. I know you are too. All right. So interesting that he was pointing us to, we think he was pointing us to that. What do you guys think? All right. So very good. Yeah. And now I know I thought Putin was a good guy. Well, I do too. I do too. Terry Earn. I do 11/11. I do too. And so the question is this disinformation is necessary? I don't know. And that's a very interesting thing. There's a lot of different things I could speculate on, but I do believe whatever Putin is doing, whatever he's been in the past, if he's been, whatever's happened with Putin, because I've heard he's not even the same guy, I don't even know. Either way, what he's doing right now is going to clean out Ukraine. He's going, right? He's working right now to clean out Ukraine. That's in my strong opinion. That's what's happening. All right. So back to something else, though, he pointed out. Let me see if I can. Okay, this one. Very, very interesting. Let me see if, yeah. If, I think I have all. Okay, there's the duration one. He's also pointing out this right here on post 571. And he's saying that on January 21st, 2018, it was pointed out at Jack MZESJBEMSHMSM, etc. Do you know that we know? Do you know that we see all? Do you know that we hear all? Fear the storm. Nobody playing the game gets a free pass. Nobody. All right. So what is going on? And so this is EM, I think. Of course, we've got, you know, Jeff Bezos and Eric Schmidt and Mark Zuckerberg and, of course, Jack, who used to run Twitter. You know, they've been using social media for the bad guys. So I don't know. Is the EM someone else? I thought it was, you know, Elon Musk. So that, I thought that was very interesting. Bottom line, that none of these people, it didn't matter how much money they want to give to President Trump, Mark Zuckerberg, Jeff Bezos, it's not going to, you know, you're not going to get a free pass. And even if Elon Musk has been doing something, he's not going to get a free pass. And it might be that he decided, you know, I don't know, but maybe he said, okay, I will do whatever you say because I know judgment is coming and I don't want to, you know, have judgment fall on me. And so he may be doing whatever he's told to, President Trump maybe told him by Twitter, by Twitter and make it a free speech zone. You know, do all these things and show your, you know, penance, show your repentance. And then even what we're seeing this week, we're going to talk about this next, is, you know, what is going on between President Trump and Elon? And it's very complicated. I mean, even to the point that they might have said, okay, you guys are going to have a fist fight in the middle of the White House. I mean, if that's what President Trump says to do, he's basically, he's saying, I will do whatever I have to do to keep from going to prison. But it says nobody playing the game gets a free pass. Nobody who's working for the CCP. Now, Bannon has said that Elon is a shill of the CCP. He works for the CCP. But what if he is now working at the behalf of President Trump? Now, it appears by all, everybody's like, they're broken up. But what if that's a show? It's complicated. If it's complicated for us, then it's complicated for anybody else to try to figure out. And they got to make it look legit. And so we'll see. All right. So I showed you that one. But this was the post. Of course, you guys have all seen this. Time to drop the really big bomb. Donald Trump is in the Epstein files. That's the real reason they have not been made public. Have a nice day. All right. Now that post has been removed. Okay, fine. The you can't unring the bell. Yeah, you think to arrested mom, it's optics. Yeah, if I had to put money on it, I would say it's optics. I would say that Elon and Trump are working together. Again, like I was saying from the beginning, President Trump knows that Elon is in control of AI. He's, you know, he's got a lot, this Grok, this AI, and that's a lot of power. Twitter, X, is a huge amount of power, but this AI is a huge, even bigger amount of power. And so we would need him working on the white hat side. I will say one other thing before we move on is that notice here, do you know that we see all? Even above even the AI, our military, our government sees everything. The internet is run by the government. They know everything. Even the dark web, even all of it. There's no place on the internet highway that they can hide, no matter what they have. We know all, we see all, we hear all. Fear the storm. This is a lot of power that they have. There's no secrets. If you put it out on social media, it is there. Not just social media, on the internet, anywhere. And there's no amount of, hiding it that you could do. All right. So back to this. All right. So that's it. A lot of folks are saying over on social media that this is what they call kayfabe. And I didn't know if you guys had ever heard of kayfabe. I posted this the other day. Kayfabe is basically where they're, in some of these wrestling matches that they are, yes, they're out there working hard and they're flying and landing on people and, you know, dangerous type of things. And it takes a lot of energy to do all that, but they're not really falling on that person's head. Right. Y'all know that, right? That's what they call kayfabe. And so that's what this cute little picture is. Yes. Kayfabe. Elon's going overboard for a reason. Could it be more obvious? Cause it was very, very obvious. And actually, when I'll get to this in a second, but the whole fight that they were supposedly having between Elon and Besant, President Trump even came in and said, "This is too much." You know, in other words, we don't have to go that far. You can stop acting now. This is a little, you're way over the top. We'll see, and I'll show you some other things that make me lean that way. All right, so here's what kayfabe is. Can y'all see this? I don't know if I can make any. No, can't make it any bigger. Kayfabe is a term from professional wrestling that refers to the portrayal of staged events, rivalries, and characters as if they were real, maintaining the illusion for the audience despite its scripted nature. In the context of the Trump administration, kayfabe describes the use of theatrical, exaggerated, or performative tactics, often borrowed from Trump's long association with World Wrestling Entertainment, to shape public perception, engage supporters, and dominate political discourse. It suggests a deliberate blending of reality and performance where emotional impact and narrative often take precedence over factual accuracy. All right, so that's, what do you guys think? I think there's a very, very, very good chance that this is kayfabe. And I don't even know if I'm saying that word right, but whatever. I think it's a lot of acting. All right, so then here's one that he posted. He said, Elon said, the most entertaining outcome is most likely. And remember about a week ago, he went dark on, we're like, why is his screen dark? Why is that? It looked like maybe just the tiniest bit of light. Remember, and he was wearing two hats, and President Trump's like, you know, he's like a double agent, and he's also got the hat that's the dark MAGA hat, you know, and he's playing this role as the dark MAGA. That would stand to reason. Most entertaining outcome is most likely. Okay, my most entertaining outcome is where they're working together, and that they are going to arrest these people and parade them through the streets in these parades. Oh my goodness. That would just be so great. Okay, can y'all let me dream a minute? I'm just going to dream just for a minute. I would love it if during this parade that President Trump said it's just going to be, you can't miss it. It's going to be that big of a parade, you just cannot miss it. Wouldn't it be great if during that parade they have literally these tanks that are going, you know, going down the street, and right in front of them you've got people like Hillary, and you've got Schumer and Pelosi in handcuffs, being led through the streets. And there's biblical precedent for that. Of course, I shouldn't be trying to do this on the fly because I'm probably not going to find the king's captive, something like that. There's a verse that talks about the king's being led captive. Okay, here I found it. How about that, you guys? I found it. I found it. I'm so happy. Isaiah 60. Foreigners will come to rebuild your towns. Their kings will serve you. For though I have destroyed you in my anger, I will now have mercy on you through my grace. Your gates will stay open day and night to receive the wealth of many lands. The kings of the world will be led as captives in a victory procession. For the nations that refuse to serve you will be destroyed. The kings of the world, the rulers of the world, the New World Order, Satan worshippers, evildoers, will be led as captives in a victory procession. This is what I want to see. This is what I want to happen. And I have biblical precedent. This is what the Lord promised, that the kings of the world will be led as captives in a victory procession. How about that? Who's ready for that? I am. I am. I'm ready. I'm ready for that. Okay, so that would be my most entertaining outcome. You can put on there what your most entertaining outcome is, but that one's mine. All right, but you can share mine. You can share mine. That's fine. All right, so Elon deleted, why should I apologize? So he's like, I don't know, this is still a lot of blowhard. And people were saying, oh, he's on drugs. Okay, we know that he is on something. He was on smoking, I don't know, weed or something, whatever, on Joe Rogan. But I just find that hard to believe that he's got a substance abuse problem when he runs all of these things. I just have a hard time believing that he is a genius, but he's also got a substance abuse problem. I just don't believe it. I just don't believe that. I don't believe that he could manage everything that he manages. He's autistic. He's a very interesting person. He may not be, you know, he's not a perfect person, whatever, but I just don't think that. Anyway, so here he's saying, you know, why should I apologize? I will apologize profusely as soon as there's a dump of the Epstein files. In other words, again, with the Epstein files, and how else are they going to get people to scream? Because they're like, oh, there's nothing in the Epstein files. As soon as he says President Trump is in the Epstein files, they're like, we got to see the Epstein files. So, okay, you wanted them? Here we go. That, of course we need to do that. And then here, this is interesting. Vance said, hopefully Elon figures it out and comes back. The president is a little frustrated, but he's actually been restrained because he doesn't want some blood feud with Elon Musk. I think if Elon chills out a little bit, everything will be fine. So, in other words, because, you know, we've all been happy to see Elon and Trump and all that they're doing. They're working together and all this, and the Doge and all this stuff. You know, we want everybody to get along. You know, we don't want them to be in a blood feud, especially if he controls X and AI and the ability to save people from the space station and all these things. I just don't see them having this big blow up. I just don't see it being real. But anyway, and so he responds, cool. He responds, cool. Like, yeah, let's make up. Again, this is performative. This is for the masses to see. All right. Also, did you hear about this? If you follow my social media, then you have heard about this, that Musk rammed Besant, Secretary Besant's shoulder, a rib cage, like a rugby player. And Besant hit him back, and that's why he had the black eye. Again, they could make a black eye on Elon so easy. I mean, if you're in a movie, they can make a black eye. They do that all day long. So, there was supposedly this physical altercation. Now, Carolyn Leavitt, the press secretary, was on Maria Bartiromo this morning, and Maria Bartiromo asked her several times, did Elon, body check Besant? And Carolyn Leavitt just avoided the question. Then Maria Bartiromo asked Carolyn Leavitt, was there a physical altercation? She's like, I wouldn't describe it as that, but I wasn't in the room. All right. So again, with the evasion, but either way, whether it did or whether it didn't, either way, it's gotten into the discussion where everybody's talking about this. And so it's again, making this look very real to everyone, but you know how we are. Most people just believe whatever they're told in the news. And we are like, okay, something else is probably going on. All right, so I thought that was good. And also, if it did happen, I posted this after I heard about it. I'm like, okay, if Elon truly did lose billions, first of all, he was called out as a fraud by Besant. Supposedly Besant said he was a fraud because he didn't save all this Doge money that he promised to save, $2 trillion, and he didn't even save half a trillion. Okay, let's, again, setting that aside, that I think there's more going on with our finances than what we're being told. Okay, I believe that we're debt-free already. I believe that President Trump has all that well in hand. We already know about all the assets that have been seized for years. How many pages? Have you guys looked at that lately? Let's just look at it super quick on Treasury.gov. You guys know Treasury.gov, all the downloads. These are all the assets that have been seized. Now, 3,061 pages. All these assets have been seized. We're rich. So all of that is, these are being seized from these people because they had grand juries and they've done crimes, and all these assets are seized now in our treasury, treasury.gov. Of all the things that I show people, that's the one that's the biggest head scratcher for people, that they're like, wait, something must be going on. This is not on some lame website. This is on treasury.gov. This is on the government website that these have been seized, 3,000 pages since December 2018. That anyone who is involved in human trafficking or corruption, their assets would be seized. All right, so I can see that if someone said that you're a fraud, I can see that if someone said, okay, we're going to take away your EV credits so that it's going to hurt your business, that he could, lose it. If he's losing billions. But let's just be honest, he's still the wealthiest person in the world. I just don't see, he just doesn't strike me as that type of a person. He strikes me as autistic. He also strikes me as someone who is very, what's the word? Gregarious, open with his emotions. I just don't see him punching, going like a rugby player into Besant's ribcage. And I don't see Besant punching him in the eye. I just don't see any of that. But it did bring up, it did force into the conversation, into the psyche, the Black Eye Club. And now people are like, what do you mean the Black Eye Club? And so we've been able to get the truth out about the Black Eye Club, that's how they run the celebrities. That's why they always have the black eye. You see, from George Bush Jr. to the Pope to Kanye, to all these people have had this black eye, and they post it all on social media, and it's how they, they prove their loyalty. All right, to do whatever. All right, so yeah, all these posts are gone now. So, of course, the internet is forever, and everybody, this has already gotten into the psyche of the people. Okay, I showed you that. I think that's it. Okay, yesterday we did a video here, Pray These Prayers to Destroy the New World Order. I'm going to read you one of the songs that we did yesterday. If you haven't seen that, I would really encourage you to go and watch this video, Pray These Prayers to Destroy the New World Order. And so you might not realize that the Bible says clearly, talks about, I'm going to pop this in the chat, Songbird, we need your help again. This is the prayers. Okay, so the thing is that a lot of people are asleep, and so they don't even know to pray to destroy the New World Order. All right? They're not going to pray it because they're not realizing that that's something that needs to happen. But then the next thing is, there are a lot of people who are... who don't realize that this is okay to pray for the evildoers to be destroyed. Okay, these videos I've been doing for the past two Saturdays are about the imprecatory Psalms, and that is where you literally pray to destroy the evildoers. Okay, and so we've been going through each of them, and so I think you would really like watching those videos and really learning what you're probably not going to learn in the controlled church. They certainly are not going to want you to pray for their evil system to be brought down. And I know that sounds really awful for me to say, but the reality is that the ones who are in charge, they are in there. Most of them are there because they've passed the test. They've passed through the seminary, and they're the ones who've been able to be in these positions, and not because they're telling the truth. Case in point, the mask, case in point, the jab, do what you're told type of thing. And they know if they don't do that, they will lose their job. I know people who've lost jobs because they were trying to speak their mind in the church, and they're not allowed to do that. All right, so here's this beautiful song. I can't sing it for you. I don't know the tune. It says, there's a light upon the mountains, and the day is at the spring, when our eyes shall see the beauty and the glory of the King. I find that very interesting. It talks about the spring, because spring is a time of birth, new birth, the birth of the kingdom. It would make sense that the birth of the kingdom would be in the springtime. Okay, so see some other words in here. I'm going to make this a little bit bigger so you can actually read the words. And the glory of our King. Weary was our heart with waiting, and the night watch seemed so long. But his triumph day is breaking, and we hail it with a song. Anybody agree? We've been waiting so long. And that's just been since we woke up. Some people are waiting a lot longer than that who've known about this. In the fading of the starlight, we can see the coming morn, and the lights of men are paling in the splendors of the dawn. The eastern skies are glowing as with lights of hidden fire, and the hearts of men are stirring with the throb of deep desire, like, oh, get this kingdom born. Come on, we're ready to see this kingdom come. We're ready to see these bad guys out of here. That is why you're here, because you are so, desperately, your heart's desire is to see all this evil stuff stop and these lies stop and for peace to settle over the earth. There's a hush of expectation, a quiet in the air, and the breath of God is moving in the fervent breath of prayer. What is our fervent prayer? It's, Lord, save us from these creeps. Help us, deliver us from our enemies. For the suffering dying, Jesus is the Christ upon the throne. He's the one in charge. Clearly, he's running this operation to stop all these bad guys. He is no longer the suffering, dying Jesus on a cross. He is now the King on his throne. Praise the Lord. And the travail of our spirit is the travail of his own. The travail is a word about giving birth. It's about being, giving. Having his kingdom come is the birthing of this kingdom, just as we talk about the woman in labor. If you're not familiar with the woman in labor, and most of you are, I know you are, but if you scroll over to freedomforce.live, you can see this beautiful sign in the heavens, the woman in labor. And she was from Revelation 12. There appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and 12 stars upon her head. And she was being with child, cried, travailing in birth and pain to be delivered. This is the travail, the birthing of and the Bible also says in Isaiah 53, it says, he will see of the travail of his soul and be satisfied. This effort, this hard work, this labor. I've had three babies naturally. I know it is a lot of travailing, a lot of effort, a lot of work. He said, I I've been silent for a long time, but I will now cry and groan and pant like a woman in labor. The Lord says he'll do that, like a woman in labor, he's travailing. We're all travailing every day. The travail of our spirit is the travail of his own. We're in lockstep with him. We want to see his kingdom come. He's breaking down the barriers. He's casting up the way. He's calling for his angels to build up the gates of day. But his angels here are human, not the shining hosts above. For the drumbeat of his army are the heartbeats of our love. How about that? This is talking about you guys. This is about you. You are the, it's not about angels in heaven. We're working alongside the angels, but you are his agents on earth. You are his messengers on earth as you go and spread the truth. And again, I thank you so much for how you, like the other day, I've been posting, more people are seeing it because you guys are going over and coming, and I really, 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 really appreciate it. It helps to get the message out if you just go over on Melissa Red Pill over on X and you like it and you comment and you repost it. It really, really helps it to spread. It really does. So thank you, everybody who's doing that. And so this is, we are these agents who are getting this truth out, because we look at these things not in a fear-mongering way. We look at it in the light of God's word, knowing it's biblical. This is the day of our great rescue, right? And so, and that's what the Golden Age is about, which is Pentecost. Yes, happy Pentecost, everybody. Did I tell you happy Pentecost? And so this is about the captives being freed and the debts being canceled. This is our love for him, that his love for us, and that we are working alongside him. Hark, we hear a distant music. It comes with fuller swell. 'Tis the triumph song of Jesus, our King Emmanuel. Zion, go ye forth to meet him, and my soul be swift to bring all thy sweetest and thy dearest for the triumph of our King. This is what we're doing. Everything that we are doing, the Lord says, well done, good and faithful servant. You are faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over much. He's so proud of everything that you do. It doesn't matter if he doesn't really compare, who has, gets more done. We all are working at his direction to do whatever he's called us to do. That's the issue. All right. And speaking of a great patriot, here, our wonderful Mike Lindell was in trial all week. They're trying to destroy him, and he is trying to expose the Dominion voting machines. I call them the Dominion cheating machines. And so thank you, Lord, for Mike Lindell. Be in continual prayer for Mike Lindell. You can go and support him on Mike Lindell Legal Defense Fund. I'm going to pop that into the chat right now, right here. And so you can defend, help him there. You can also help him right here on, and so every nickel, he's like, all this money that he, for all these pillows, he's keeping his business going, but he's got these Geese of Dream sheets for any size for $49.98. Go and get some right now, everybody, as soon as we get off this show, and let's go ahead and support him right there. Use the promo code Melly is the code. So, he says that he's basically liquidating these things, the sheets, so that he can use them to support this trial. So I just really appreciate everything that he has done, and let's just be in continual prayer for him. All right, I think that's everything. Yes. Don't forget Isaiah 60, verse 12, the kings of the world will be led as captives in a victory procession. I'm ready. I don't know about you, but I am ready. All right, I'm going to take you to, super quick, I'm going to take you to the health page. I want to make sure that you guys see this just in case you have not. These are some of the great ways that you can get your health back. Don't forget to go on that health page right there. I'm going to pop that in the chat too. And I'm ready. We're going to pray. All right. Thank you again, Lord. We praise you and we thank you that you are the King. Thank you for that beautiful song, that we are your angel messengers on this earth, that we are working alongside the holy angels in heaven. But we are doing this from the same travail that you feel in your heart to remove the evildoers is what we feel in our heart, because you have revealed this to us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that we are awake now. And thank you, Lord, for all that we see. And we're not worried about one thing. We know that you are in control and that you are setting us free. We cannot wait. We know that we're at the door of this happening. And thank you, Lord, that no matter what happens, we're just going to trust your plan, that even if we go under military law, we're not going to worry. We just completely trust you and trust President Trump and trust the White Hats and trust the plan. And knowing, Lord, ultimately it is your plan. And we know that you're going to set us free. This is the moment humanity's been waiting for all of our lives. And as you told Daniel, that when sin is at its height, when evil is at its height, They'll be rescued, but not by human agency, not by human hand. This is you. You are rescuing us. You are setting us free. And we're so glad to work right alongside you. Use us, Lord, this day, however you see fit, and help us to understand the truth, because you say the truth will set us free. And just help us to share the truth. Give us the words to say in that very hour, whatever happens, that we'll be able to share this truth with others to help in them to understand what's going on. And thank you, Lord, that this is the end times for them. The end times for their rule over us, and 1,000 years of peace for us, and health and wealth for the world. Thank you for the release of the captives, the great day of Pentecost that you have told us that would come one day. And we are just excited that we're going to get to see it with our own eyes. Eyes not seen and ears not heard, nor has entered into the heart of man what you've prepared for those who love you. We're so thankful that we're those who are going to get to see it with our own eyes. Thank you so much, Lord, for letting us live to see this day. And I just pray again for everyone's health. I pray you continue to strengthen them and protect them from any onslaught of the enemy. I pray you protect their health. I pray you protect their mental health. I pray you protect their finances. I pray you protect their families. I pray you just cover them and surround them with your heavenly hosts. And we pray all this in your wonderful name, King Jesus. Amen. I love you guys. Oh, with all my heart, I'm so glad you received it, Rudolph. Thank you. I'm so glad you received it. All right, I got to go. And I know we've been over here a good while, as usual. I guess that's it, though. I love you guys. And I'll talk to you later.